The record for the most male orgasms in 1 hour is 16.
That's it.
What were you expecting?
This is Almost Prepared, the podcast where you'll laugh, you'll learn, and get through life one day at a time with Jamie and Victoria.
So this is a very, very, very special episode, Victoria.
Oh, gosh. Why?
This is officially our 100th episode of our podcast.
No, it's not.
It is.
100?
100 episodes, yeah.
We've been doing this 100 times?
This is the 100th time that we have recorded a show, yes.
Oh my God. That's crazy to me, especially because we took so many breaks. Could you imagine if we didn't take that many breaks? We'd be on like 300.
I actually calculated because I'm like, we started in November of 2020. So okay. If we did an episode every week, which most people who do podcasts do, we'd be like 120, 30 something by now. So we're not terrible for the amount of breaks that we have taken.
Yeah, I just love how we took 30 weeks off.
That's like my ideal work schedule, you know?
Right. My sister and I were having this conversation the other day. Mm-hmm. I would rather take as many vacation days as I please and just not get paid for it. Like, like I need to go on vacation.
That's been the story of my life. From when I was serving to even when I worked in radio, I took a lot of unpaid days off because I was like, I'm making peanuts anyway. So does it really matter if I don't come to work?
I know. Do I make $27,000 a year or 25? At the end of the day, does it matter?
No. Exactly. So in honor of our 100th episode, I want to ask you a couple questions to see how good your memory is.
Oh, boy. Okay. Yeah.
Do you remember the name of the very first episode that we put out?
No. Oh my God, I'm joking. Was it the preparing for a road trip?
Yes, that's it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
That was back when we actually did the preparing part of the podcast.
Yes. People still talk about that one. Mm-hmm. And like the boiled eggs and, and the car songs and stuff like that. Yeah. No, I still get people coming up and chatting about that one.
Yeah. It's weird because I could go back and I look at the analytics of our show and those prepared like how to podcasts still get some pretty good listens on them, even though they were from like 2-3 years ago now.
It's crazy.
Can you name three topics that we did prepare people for?
Weddings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Road trips.
You're not going to count that one. You already said it.
The drag queen one.
RuPaul's Drag Race. Yeah. Miss Claire.
Oh, adopting a dog or like having a dog.
Yes.
Owning a dog. Okay. Can we just talk about how I was pregnant when we first started this?
You were.
Mm-hmm. And now we have two kids. Like, this has been quite the journey.
Because this was in the beginning of the pandemic, actually.
Yes. Yeah.
3 years, almost 3 years. It's only 100 episodes.
Oh, I'm pretty sure How to Save Money was one of them.
Yeah, we did not listen. I did not listen to my own show, I can tell you that, because I did not save money this year, let me tell you. okay, one more question. Of these three episodes, which one has the most listens? Mountain Dew and a Mommy Makeover, Used Toilet and Circumcised Foreskin, and Half Price Chocolate and Foot Fetishes.
It's got to be the circumcised foreskin one.
Yeah.
100%. People are kinky and weird. They want to know.
It's so weird because that episode, I think we put it out in 2021. And that one is our second highest listened to podcast.
I love it.
So strange.
What's our first? Do you know what our first is?
It's the road trip one.
The road trip. Debut. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe that's why people are still talking about it. Anyway, what's new? What's going on? Are you ready for the end of summer?
Oh, okay. The leaves are already starting to change color over here.
Already?
Yes, I'm not ready for it, but it was like 28 degrees today. I'm sweating. Like, I was literally in a bra before I did this podcast. I'm like, I should put on a shirt for Jamie. But honestly, I was like, does he really care?
Not going to make a difference.
It's like a bathing suit anyways, right? I know. It's hot here, but I'm ready for fall. I'm ready for cooler temperatures. And I know as soon as December rolls around, I'm gonna be like, fuck what Victoria said in August.
Yep, definitely. You're not one of those people that are like there for the pumpkin spice era, are you?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
I got the email from Starbucks being like, it's pumpkin spice season. I'm like, it's still August.
Yeah.
You know, calm down. Summer. We've had hot weather here as well too, but like in the evening it's gone down at like single digit degrees, and I'm like, I know it's going to be a cold winter, and I know we don't want to talk about it, but I feel like it's going to start early and it's going to be bitter and terrible this year.
Well, if it's a cold winter and if cheese continues to go on the rise with like $17.99 for a block of cheese and like everything, can we just, okay, I hate talking about how expensive everything is right now. Guess how much my order was at Tim Hortons? I bought an everything bagel toasted with cream cheese, a cold brew coffee, and 20 Timbits. Guess how much that was?
20 Timbits. Oh, that's got to be like $14.
Okay, yeah, it was $15.
Crazy.
No, it's insane. Like, remember back in the day when, like, I don't know, you would go to Tim Hortons with $5 and you could buy anything
you
from the menu.
You could walk out with the store pretty much. Yeah. No, I know. It's honestly, I try to not even go out to restaurants and fast food places that much anymore because when I look at that and the cost of groceries, I'm like, it's literally going to cost me like a couple days worth of food than my fast food order.
Yeah, it just blows my mind.
But I mean, you still got the Timbits and everything, did you?
I did. I mean, come on, they're for the kids. That's what I say. They're for the kids. Meanwhile, it's me eating all the chocolate ones.
So expensive. Okay. I think I told you that I got the Ninja Creamy, that ice cream machine, right?
Oh, yes. Don't you have two?
The first one I have is not a Ninja Creamy. It's like an old school. So this one's way better. But I feel like, you know, when something goes viral and then all of a sudden people keep buying everything that's associated with it. So ever since I got the Ninja Creamy, I started looking at like, you can take a can of fruit and turn that into sorbet, right?
Oh, okay.
But now I've noticed cans of fruit are like $4 a can. And I'm like, is this the TikTok effect? Because everyone kept buying it when the Ninja Creamy was going super viral. So now everything's just crazy expensive. Because I was like, since when is a can of fruit $4?
That's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane. Like you can probably buy sorbet for $4.
Yeah. I ended up buying frozen fruit to make it, but I'm just like, it kind of defeats the purpose. But
yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It was still amazingly delicious, but it's just one of those things. And you just kind of look at your account and be like, it's fine.
But you're selling homes. So
yes. Yes. But those checks don't come in until closing. So for example, if I sell the house tomorrow and closing is signed until November, I don't get paid until November. So
That sucks.
Well, I don't know why I keep picking jobs where one, my money is dependent on other people. And then it's like time-based as opposed to just going into work and getting a paycheck like I should be doing. Anyway, kids are good though. Husband's good.
Yeah, no, everyone's good. And we're getting up, we're getting ready to leave for Ontario.
Right,
For the month. So yeah, we leave next week. And I got to pack up these kiddos and got to make it through security with me and a toddler and a newborn, but let's do it.
And your mom's going to meet you in Edmonton, you said,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
You'll be fine. You got half the trip down. You'll be good.
Is it frowned upon to put a leash on your child?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I won't be doing that.
I don't think so, but you will have your photo taken and you will be blasted on social media by somebody.
Could you imagine I go viral on TikTok?
Yeah, I'd say promote our podcast then. I did want to say something. First of all, hilarious that we hit 100 episodes and now you're going to go away for a month. Hilarious.
That's what I mean.
Every time. But the last time we were talking about appliances and the ones that we do enjoy and whatnot and our favorite appliances. And you said the one you hate the most is Garrett leaves a kettle on the counter all the time. And so funny, you asked Garrett what appliance he would keep and he said, the kettle?
The kettle.
When you sent me that text after our recording,
I was like, are you kidding me right now? Were you listening to me? And he's like, what? No. He's like, no, I love the kettle. I was like, yeah, I can't with you right now on this fucking kettle.
I would die. I actually died a little bit when I read that. So thank you.
Kettle's still on the counter.
The kettle has to stay there now. That's too funny. So these have been dubbed some of the hardest this or that questions.
Okay.
Would you rather go without shampoo for the rest of your life or toothpaste?
Oh my God. No, I'd rather go without shampoo. Like someone with stinky breath.
Yeah. Oh, your hair would be so greasy though.
It would be so greasy. I think I would just shave it off at that point.
You would never.
I know,
ever.
Never.
Would you rather never have air conditioning or never be able to use deodorant?
I need deodorant, okay? I put deodorant on like 4 times today because I don't have AC and it's like 28 degrees in my house. So I need deodorant.
The funny thing is, if you had AC, then you probably wouldn't need deodorant as much.
No, Jamie, these postpartum hormones, I'm not even kidding you, I stink. And there is a reason why postpartum women stink. Babies are drawn to the smell of, like, to your breast when they breastfeed. So, like, they're drawn to your boob and they're drawn to, like, the stink from your armpit to, like, guide them to the nipple. Isn't that insane? I literally Googled it when I was postpartum with Cole. I'm like, why do I stink? And they're like, well, it's natural. Why. So that he can breastfeed. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
The natural process of birthing in humans and everything, like, it's cute, but it also sounds terrible.
I just stink all day.
She needs deodorant. That's your Christmas gift. Would you rather be unable to eat chocolate or unable to eat cheese?
No, I'll give up cheese. I need chocolate.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I guess it is $18 for you, so it doesn't matter. Would you rather go a week without brushing your teeth or a week without showering?
Oh, a week without showering. I can't. You know when your teeth get all up, but then... Oh.
You can mask, the thing is, you can mask your stink with, like, perfume and deodorant for a week. You can do, your mouth is harder to do that with. Would you rather have your clothes smell of garlic or smell of mint?
Mint.
I don't know why that was considered a hard question, but maybe people don't like mint.
Garrett ate a whole clove of garlic the other day and came into bed, and I'm like, what is that smell? And he's like, I ate a pickled garlic. Like, he ate pickled carrots with a pickled garlic in it, but it wasn't fully pickled yet. So it was just, he's like, I pretty much ate
just
like a
raw garlic.
And I was like, it's been days now, and I'm like, you're done. Like, it's coming through your pores. I'm like, what is happening? So mint.
Why would he eat a clove of garlic?
He's Ukrainian, okay?
Enough said. And would you rather never be able to have a hot shower or never be able to eat fried food?
I would give up fried food for a hot shower.
Oh my gosh. Like, I get it. I would too, but that's tough.
I know.
I guess we have the air fryer. That doesn't count as fried food, technically.
You and your goddamn air fryer.
Let's get personal, personal. Let's get personal, personal.
Okay, Jamie, my question for you. I have been really tuned into Below Deck Down Under.
Okay.
Where these, like, multi-millionaires charter a yacht and they bring all of their poor friends on it. And they're like, look how rich I am. So I want to know, would you rather be the millionaire in your group of friends or the poor person that gets to go on all of these millionaire excursions?
No, I need to be the millionaire in that situation. Yeah, I need to. Imagine if I was a millionaire, but I'd be the poor person. My friends were billionaires, but I was a millionaire.
No.
Then I'd be okay with that.
But really dreaming big. I like it.
Would you do the same or would you be the poor person?
You know what? I was thinking I would like to be the poor person. You want to charter a jet? For sure. Spend your money. You know, but I'd rather be like the poor person, but still make, you know, like a decent salary.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like $150,000.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Be the millionaire. They'll be the billionaire. And it's totally cool.
Yes. Yeah.
For you, what is something from your childhood that you're going to pass down to your kids?
Like traumas, or we're not talking about
Well, trauma's going to happen regardless.
You know what I'm actually really excited for is to show Cole and Celine TV shows that I just absolutely like. Arthur.
Excited. You're excited to show them Arthur.
Excited to show them Arthur. I'm also really excited to like experience new things with them, like go to Wonderland.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the amusement parks.
Yeah,
like Disney World. That'll really excited.
Yeah, through their eyes for sure. Sorry. Yeah. The first thing you said was Arthur though, and I'm like, what do you?
It's because I was putting a show on for Cole the other day because I was making supper and Arthur popped up on Prime or Crave or whichever one, and I'm like, oh my god. And I put it on and he's like, no. He's like, no. He looked at me, he's like, no. I'm like, okay, maybe you're too young for this, but you're gonna like Arthur. Like, I'm telling you right now, you're gonna like this.
You're gonna force him, of all kid shows, Arthur. Maybe.
Oh, come on, Arthur is elite. It's so good.
It is, but you know, Arthur has now like memed into adult life, like the Arthur fist and everything, and how DW was so savage. Go back and watch the show again. You'll see. It's actually like kind of an adult show. Do you have a food combo that you think is really, really weird?
No.
I remember when you were pregnant, you were putting avocado on a burger with ketchup.
Hey, that's not weird.
No, that's not weird. I know. I agree with you. They thought it was weird.
Yes, they thought it was weird. But you know what? I'm not a big experimenter with food.
That's
fair. Like a meat and potatoes kind of person.
That's fair. I was having a blueberry bagel one day and I put peanut butter and jam on it. And Kyle's like, on a
blueberry.
That's
disgusting. That's disgusting. No, that's hands down. That's gross. That's gross. The right answer is butter or cream cheese. That's it.
It was so good though.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Hey, well, you're going to hate this conversation then, because I found the top weird food combos that have kind of flabbergasted the internet, but then people are also boasting about how they're really, really good. Pringles and whipped cream.
I'll try it 100%.
So that you'll try, but a blueberry bagel with peanut butter.
No,
that's crazy.
That's wrong. Yeah.
Okay. Have you done this one? Cereal and OJ.
You know what? Remember growing up, all of those TV shows were like, the main character's like, oops, I put OJ in my cereal.
Yeah.
You know, and then like, so I did try it one time. Disgusting.
Yeah. I mean, it's terrible. Really does depend on what cereal, like if it was Cheerios, maybe. But
yeah,
imagine
Captain Crunch. Absolutely.
No, like not the good stuff. I've never heard of this one. Coca-Cola and peanuts.
Well, when you're eating peanuts and drinking Coca-Cola.
Well, people are like putting the peanuts in their glass of Coca-Cola. So it gives it that little saltiness. And then their peanuts are soaked into the Coke and they have that afterwards.
That is a choking hazard if I've ever heard. Yeah. Do not do this. Do not do this.
Besides the fact that it's gross, yes. Okay, this one went viral for a little bit too. The tuna salad and fruit punch.
It's tuna. I got to be in the mood for tuna. Okay, like there's a time and a place for tuna. There really is. It's not every day.
Yeah.
It's once a year. You're like, okay, I get a craving for tuna. You eat it and then never again for a very long time.
Yeah.
People who eat tuna on the regular, there's something wrong.
There's something. Well, I feel like they don't have money. Because it just comes in a can.
Tuna's expensive, okay?
Is it?
It's gone up in price, yes.
Well, yeah, if it's good tuna. Like, I've had tuna in sushi. That's the only time that I really eat tuna.
Yeah.
But I'm like, they're talking canned tuna. Like, the 69-cent canned tuna.
Garrett wanted to buy tuna from Costco. And I was like, we are not a tuna family like this. Like, I don't know, like, who's eating all this tuna? We don't need 20 cans.
Well, wanted to, clearly, but apparently not. Okay, this one, a cheese quesadilla and bananas.
Like the bananas in the cheese quesadilla?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Apples with salt and pepper.
Mm-mm, no.
Vanilla ice cream and soy sauce.
That's disgusting.
OJ and Oreos.
No.
I knew you were going to hate this list, but this is the top food item. What do you think it is? And it's not pineapple on pizza.
Oh, it's probably like peanut butter and pickles or something.
No, that was not even on the list.
That's
the
like
worst
the classic.
One. I know, but I think people like it is the thing. Like it's common. Flaming Hot Cheeto marshmallow squares.
Oh.
Instead of using Rice Krispies, people using the Flaming Hot Cheetos. And it gives you that sweet, salty, spicy kind of thing. People like these weird combos because it's a mixture of flavors and textures.
Who's coming up with this? Someone has way too much time on their hands.
You know it's your kind, Victoria.
No.
That's the thing. Like, ain't no black person ever thought about putting fruit salad and tuna together. You know that was never us that did that.
Apples with salt and pepper, that's 100% a white person because those are the only spices in our home. Like, you know.
I met a lady last week who, and she's just like, I can't have too much pepper. Like, pepper is just really spicy. I was like, I look at her, I'm like, lady, you can never have food in my house. Like, you can't eat here.
Yeah. Jamie, I already know the answer to this, and it's zero because you were a mooch.
Thank you. I already know exactly what you're talking about, but go ahead.
How many subscriptions do you have?
Do I have or do I pay for?
Those are two different answers. Okay. Oh, interesting. Okay. How many do you have and how many do you pay for?
Okay. So we have Amazon Prime, Spotify, Netflix, Crave, Disney Plus. We have 8 different ones and we pay for 2 right now.
By we, is it you and Kyle together or Kyle?
We both pay for Amazon Prime. He pays for Spotify.
I love it.
Listen, no one's surprised. And let me be the first person to say, I have always offered to give people money for these subscriptions.
Mm-hmm.
You say no once, I never ask again. It's a one and done thing. Okay.
No, that's fair. Okay, I want you to take a guess at how many paid subscriptions the average person has.
the average person, I'm going to probably go with 10.
Okay. Well, it's close. 12.
I'm trying to think, like, how many do you have?
The same as you. Literally, okay. You said the exact, except for Spotify. We don't have Spotify.
Because you have YouTube music, right?
Yeah, we have YouTube music. Yeah.
Yeah.
Millennials tend to have around 17 subscriptions and are spending about $230 a month.
A month? That's crazy to me.
It's crazy. The average person has Netflix, Crave, Disney, Amazon Prime, Spotify, Uber One, iCloud, PlayStation Plus, Xbox Security.
Okay, you know, that makes sense, though. But it's crazy because, like, we have them all, but it's because other people have them, and then we do mooch off of them. Thank you very much. But, like, you don't need to have four different streaming services.
If you're paying for 12 subscriptions by yourself, you are either rich, or you need to evaluate your life because no one can, like, $230 a month on top of everything else is insane. Yeah,
think about it, because remember when cable was a thing? And no one had cable. And I remember one apartment in Toronto I lived in, I think I got cable once and it was like $20 a month. And I was like, yeah, okay. But that's back when like Netflix was like $6 or $7 a month. But now they're all about 20 some bucks, right? So I'm like, it's just, you got to really decide which ones are more important to you and who you can mooch off of, because there's just no point in having all four and paying, as you said, $230 a month. That's wild to me.
I had to use my handy dandy calculator. But that's $2,760 a year.
Just on subscriptions.
Yeah. If you had 12, if you pay $230 a month for 12 subscriptions, that's crazy. It's a lot of money.
So what you're saying is we need to be millionaires and billionaires and not even worry about it.
Yeah. We need to be the millionaire friends with the billionaire friends.
How do we start that?
I don't know. We're recruiting though.
Please put your kids on a leash at the airport and then just wear a sign that shows our podcast or something, and we'll take sponsors.
Fake news. You are fake news.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Two headlines are true and one is a lie. You gotta figure it out. A man beats an ATM because it gave him too much money. A man was arrested for directing traffic while urinating, and a couple was arrested after being trapped in an office for 2 days. Which one is the fake news?
It's gotta be the man peeing.
No, that was real. He was legitimately directing traffic while peeing at the same time. I don't know if he was directing traffic like with his penis while he was peeing.
Everyone this way.
That's talent.
He's just drawing an arrow with his stream, with his ear.
Would you not respect someone who could do that? I think that's kind of talented.
Men can't multitask, so I can see why he's being arrested.
Fair. That is fair. Also, quick sidebar. Have you ever heard of the man Mr. Methane?
No.
My friend sent it to me the other day. It's a guy who, like, literally, he's the world's only flatulist. So he actually, like, makes music and sounds by farting. And he captures his farts in bottles. He was on, like, Britain's Got Talent or something auditioning. What? And, like, his Instagram is literally him farting into jars. And I don't know if he sells them. He's on Cameo as well, too. And my friend sent it to me. I thought it was a joke. Look it up. Mr. Methane. This man in a green superhero costume farting, and he's like 40 or 50.
But you know what? He's probably a millionaire.
Why would you ever buy? Anyway, that's a whole other conversation. Just shocked by that. Yeah. Sorry, the fake news was the couple that was arrested after being locked in an office for 2 days. They were trapped in an unlocked closet for 2 days. They were in a janitor's closet and they were calling 911 and they were freaking out because they were in there for 2 days and couldn't get out. But they didn't actually try to open the door because it was unlocked the entire time.
I have no words.
I think they were on meth, to be honest. I'm looking at their mugshot and I think they were on meth.
It would explain a lot.
It just makes sense. Yeah.
Oh my gosh! No way!
Say what?
This can't be real.
A father and son from the USA were determined to get their hands on multiple bags of ketchup chips, and they embarked on a long journey to Canada to do so. The father-son road trip from Virginia to Niagara lasted over 9 hours for some ketchup chips. The photo of the father and son proudly posting with their cart filled to the brim with Lay's ketchup chips went viral.
They don't sell ketchup chips in the States.
No, and neither do they all dress chips.
Yeah, because those are strictly Canadian. So it is kind of nice that we always would go to the States to go get things. Kind of nice to see how they come up here to get like one thing that is pretty disgusting. But thank you for coming to get them. Ketchup
like the
is
worst.
Like the worst flavor.
Yes, it is. It is. And all dressed is very overrated.
It is. It really is.
The best one is barbecue. Barbecue chips are the best chips, hands down.
If we're talking Lay's specifically, I could talk about that all day. But, you know, good for them. I've done worse. I've ordered stuff online. You know, my wholesale candy. I will do that all day. When you got a craving for a snack, man, you got to do what you got to do. You'll spend the money. You'll spend the time. I've flown to Toronto to go get our specific red velvet cake. That is the best red velvet cake I've ever had. And I visited my friends, obviously. But the main purpose of my trip, I'm not even kidding. The main purpose of this trip was to bring this cake back home with me.
God, Jamie, I love you. Oh, that's amazing.
That's it. That's it.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Cats have fewer toes on their back paws. They have 5 toes on the front paws and 4 in the back. Supposedly, it makes them run faster.
People born in September tend to be smarter than people born in any other month.
I made up the first fact because my birthday is next week.
Okay, I was like, this is God. I was like, what the? Okay, anyways.
Thank you for validating me. That's why I believed it too. In several countries, some new brides take tiny bags containing chicken's blood into their vagina prior to intercourse to prove the hymen was intact before marriage. In other countries, women have placed congealed sheep's blood in their vaginas for the same purpose.
Women have had to go through way too much.
I know the answer, but I have to make sure. You didn't do this when you got married, did you?
No.
Okay. Just needed to know.
No. Did you know sex can relieve headaches? It releases the tension, which restricts blood vessels in the brain. Also, they say that sex... No, what do they say? Never mind. I'm pretty sure actually they say that sex can actually relieve menstrual cramps.
Do you believe that those two facts were created by men to say they went to...
Because the last thing I want when I am dying with a hot water bottle on my stomach is to put a penis up there.
It's just like, yeah, you know, sex can relieve a headache, right? And sex is good for your cramps. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no.
The record for the most male orgasms in 1 hour is 16.
That's it?
What were you expecting?
I was expecting way more from men. Really, I was expecting way more.
Well, I'm not with women, so I don't have to worry about that.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts.
How do you feel about adding coworkers and acquaintances to your social media?
Oh, so interesting. Because I have had people who I work with try to add me to social media, and I'm like, nope. It really depends on the person and who they are and if I get along with them. Because I do have a lot of people from work, but I consider them friends.
Real friends, right?
I don't consider them people who are going to look at my social media and then bring it to my boss and stab me in the back. You know what I mean?
100%.
Yeah.
Because I've moved so often, every time I start a new job or something, I get all these ads from people on Facebook. But I have a list curating going back, I think, 7 or 8 years of friend requests that are still pending because I don't decline them or accept them. They just sit there and I'm like, no.
Yeah. No, that's I feel it. You.
We're not friends until I say that we're friends. You know what I mean?
No, I do. I get it. I totally get where you're coming from. Also, are you going to be celebrating your birthday over the long weekend or the next weekend? Like, what are you doing?
I was debating on going to see Beyonce. She's performing one more show in Canada on the 11th of September. I don't know yet because I'm not sold on spending like $1,000. You know what? I'm going to celebrate both weeks, actually.
Jamie, that's the only right answer.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you should just celebrate it for the whole month.
Well, let's not get crazy. I am in my mid-30s. So let's, you know, we have to be a little mature.
Oh, God.
I know. The closer that we get to 40.
You would be considered a geriatric pregnancy if you were almost and you got pregnant.
Yeah.
Okay? That's just rude.
It's the worst. And you know what I hate? When you're getting ID'd and they just see the one and they just be like, oh, yeah, you're fine. Like it's.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Isn't kids born 2008?
It's legal age would be 2000 and what, 3 or 4 right now? Depending on what province you are. But yeah.
Insane.
Yeah. I know.
Like it.
Woo. Yeah. Anyway, it's all good. Are you ready for your trip to Ontario?
Yeah, I'm so excited. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
You're gone for a month, you said?
Yeah.
Garrett will be done harvest by then, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I hope so.
That'd Otherwise, nice. You're going to stay longer in Ontario, aren't you?
Yeah. You at Christmas.
we are taking break number 87 at this point. So talk to you in a month.
See you later.